The Torah in the beginning of Parsha Sav seems to emphasize at length the point that the nature of the fire that was present on top of the Mizbeach. We obviously need a fire in the Mizbeach in order to offer karbanos, other kinds of things. But Torah goes out of its way that Zos Torah Sa'ola Hiola Al Mokda Ahamizbeach Kol Halayla Ad HaBoker Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Bo. Torah goes on to say also Ve'eish Al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichbeh, and then Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Sichbeh. A lot of what appears to be repetition, a lot of emphasis about the importance of there being this Eish that's going to be present on the Mizbeach. On a level of, I guess, in the world of Pshad or Halacha, so Rashi already points out what is, or references, the Gemara and Meseches Yuma, the Torah's Kohanim, also, that what is the significance of this repetition of Eish Al HaMizbeach, Tukad, what exactly are we being taught here? So there's a big machlokas there in the Gemara, but it relates to how many fires exactly were on top of the Mizbeach. 2, 3, 4, how many fires were going to be there, all ways of darshaning the Psukim. But the Pasuk said, the Chazal understand, it's repetition to teach me the amount of fires that happened to be there. In Torah HaChassidus in particular, one finds a very, very powerful idea. It is one that is more well-known on a different Pasuk in Parshas Truma. The Torah told us there, V'yasuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, and already quoted in the Al-Sheikh and many others, that it sounds like not if you build a mikdash v'shachanti besocho, that I'll be in the mikdash, but rather if you build a mikdash v'shachanti besocham, that I'll be present within you. And many of the Chassid, many Bali Machshava emphasize the Yisod, that a person has the capacity to build themselves into the equivalent of a Mishkan, that the Rebbeinu Shalom can be Shora, can be present within you. And there are many that understand that that is why the Pasuk here goes out of its way to say, Eish Tamid, what has to say, a Tukad Bo. Not in the Mizbeach, but it's going to be in you. In you there's going to be a Mizbeach. There's going to be a fire which is going to be present. And many therefore understand that this is a reference to the kind of hislavas that a person is supposed to have, that the Eish Tamid is a fire which is continually present. What is the message or the idea of having a fire that is continually present within you? And that's what the Pasuk is trying to teach us, the fire within us. So what exactly is the implication of there being an Eish Tamid, Tukad HaMizbeach, and perhaps why the repetition, what exactly is going on? So there is one, well, we'll mention two Mahalchim. One Mahalch comes from a combination of the Chelkas Yoshua, the previous Baal Rebbe, and Rav Sternbach has it also in a Sefer and Chumash. And the second is going to be a very powerful Sfas Emes, which relates to a comment of the Baal Tanya. The Chelkas Yoshua understands that the presence of having this fire, which is going to be present, Tamid, is to teach us that there's a certain kind of hislavas that a person is supposed to have in their Avodas Hashem, not only in the narrow sense when they're sitting there and they're davening or they're sitting there and they're learning, but rather in whatever a person does, even in those physical, mundane activities, there's an expectation of there being a fire which is going to be lit, a certain kind of excitement or passion. That's why it's Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoker, that it's going to be there throughout the entire night, wherever a person is, when it's good, when it's not good, they're always going to be connected to a certain kind of hislavas. Rav Sternbach identifies a fascinating comment to the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma tells us that this fire that had to be on the Mizbeach had to be on the Mizbeach even when we were traveling within the Midbar. That even b'masaos, even when we were traveling, there had to be a fire that was going to be lit. Wonders Rav Sternbach, why would that be? Hare, when you're traveling, you're not going to offer anything on the Mizbeach. It sounds like there is a goal and function of there being fire on the Mizbeach above and beyond just etzem, the fact that you want to be makrif something. What's that message and why dafka feel b'masaos? And Sternbach, really the same yisod. The yisod is that a person is supposed to be on fire and have hislavas even when they're not in a base madrash, even when they're not engaged in the narrow sense in the world of ruchnias, but wherever they go, there is that kind of an expectation which is going to be present of a certain kind of infusion of ruchnias even into that which is physical. Sternbach points out that sometimes the reason why dafka feel b'masaos, sometimes when people travel, when they go from place to place, so that's a time when sometimes people get a little bit more lax in terms of their commitment, and that's part of the idea which is here. The Chalkos Yoshua himself actually quotes a pshat in the Mishnah and Avos. It's a pshat that many of us are familiar with, I think, from the Cook family, that the Mishnah says, the Meseches Avos, that if you are holich baderech, and you're mafsik mi mishnaso, and you say, kamanaa, how nice is this ilan zeh, harezeh, mischayev benafsho. So a person is in the middle of learning, and they stop, and they say, how beautiful is that tree, that you're mischayev benafsho. So many of the Farshim wonder, what's so terrible about stopping and saying, Mana ilan zeh? That has a real role. You're identifying Akash Baruch's creations. What's so terrible? So Chagos Yoshua says, the pshat that some of us are familiar with, it's because it was mafsik mimishnaso. Because he looked at the Dvarim HaGashmim of this world as being a separation from... There was a moment when the Eish Tamid was not Tukad Bo. And that's considered to be part of the problem. So suggests Chagos Yoshua. That's the first mahalach. Again, the emphasis on fire, the simple pshat is teaching us a little bit about just how many fires on the Mizbeach. But the deeper, or the idea, al derech drush, remez, or whatever it is, that a Jew is supposed to be on fire, is even b'masos, tamid, even b'dvarim hagashmiyim, the person's always supposed to have it. The Sfasemes has a different mahalach, which is very, very powerful. Very powerful. He first points out as follows. It's true that this refers to a certain kind of eish. He identifies it with a certain kind of love and passion that a person has within him. And says the Sfasemes, every single person has, every Jew has within him, a deep connection and a deep passion for Ribono Shel Olam. Sometimes that is hidden, sometimes it is covered, but Eish Tamid Tukad is also a haftacha. You have within you a certain kind of deep down passion, a certain kind of excitement. The Baal Tanya had a similar idea, pointed out some of the notes in Sfasemes. The Baal Tanya has a very similar idea. The Baal Tanya speaks about that in Perek Yutes, that every Jew has that deep down inside. The Baal Tanya and Sfasemes both identify that as being something which we were Yarshin, which we were able to get from the Avos. And it says the Talal Tanya, that's why you find people sometimes who are not as connected religiously, that are willing to give their life, Al Kiddush Hashem, willing to die for being a Jew. It's because there's something there which is really present, Eish Tamid Tukad, which a Jew can never really lose. The Sfasemes and the Baal Tanya both identify that as being something which we got from the Avos. So that's Sfasemes, that's why if you look in the Pesukim here, it says it three times, Eish Tamid Tukad Amizbeach. Because the three times that the place where we get this from is really from the Avos. That the Avos are the ones that give us this sense of Ahava. The Avos are the ones that give us this Ahava. Says Sfasemes in Parshas Vayichi, quoting his grandfather, Chisharim, that's why we daven every day, Magen Avraham, that we daven Akash Baruch Hu should protect that spark we got from Avraham. That inner Ahava is one that we should be able to continue to get. Says Sfasemes, though, one step further. There is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara tells in Maseches Yuma, Daf Chaf Aleph on the base, that even though the eighth of the Mizbeach was your red des ben Hashemayim, mitzvah lahavi min hahedyot. That even though the Eish comes from Shemayim, there's a mitzvah for us to bring it ourselves. Says Sfasemes, that's the same yisod here. It is true there is a haftacha that we got something from the Avos, and that which we got from the Avos is always going to be present, and sometimes it will be manifest itself. But the expectation is that we take that fire and that we light it ourselves as well, and that we engage in activities that are going to deepen and bring out even more that natural Ahava and fire we have. For Ribono Shel Olam, that we try to do certain things to engender an even greater sense of Ahava, an even greater sense of Eish that's going to be riding down. That is the mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot that we are trying to do. Says Sfasemes one step further. If the Eish Tamid is Tukad Alam Mizbeach and we yarshin it from the Avos, that's why there are three, and we have a mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot, he says, I'll tell you something else about fire. Sometimes, interestingly enough, the more that fire consumes, the greater the fire becomes. Fire does not stay stagnant as it is. This fire will never burn out, but how great the fire is relates to how much it's able to consume, how much it's able to tackle. Says the Sfasemes, the more that you invest in building this fire, the more that when there are taivas, the more that when there are challenges that come your way, the way he says, the more that there are milchamas and avodas Hashem that a person fights. So ayadezeh misrabe yoser haislavas kedimyon haesh bevoal of mayim. It's going to become even greater as a result. The more that you overcome milchamos, the greater you're going to be. So it doesn't mean per se that we bring our nisyonos upon ourselves, but the more that you tackle them, the more you're going to be able to go. In which case, what really you have here is the yisod. Eish Tamid Tukad Al Mizbeach. We have a mitzvah to light a fire on the Mizbeach. There's an Isser, you can't burn it, take it out. How many fires? Repetition, two, three, or four, like Gemara Maseches Yuma. Many Bali Machshava identify within this pasuk a remez to the Eish, if we are like a Mishkan, and the Shekhinah Shor in us, so this fire, which is the Mizbeach, is a fire that we're supposed to have also within us. That fire is always present. For the Chagos Yoshua and Sternbach, it relates Dafka to continuing that fire in whatever activities you happen to engage in. Looking at the world, Varm HaGashmiyim, traveling, whatever a person's doing to have that still connection, the Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach, which is going to be present. For Sfasames in Baal Tanya, we have this Eish, which we get from our Avos. For the Sfasames, it's three here in the Pesukim, because there are three Avos that gave us this. We want to protect it. That's Magen Avram from the Kizurim. We've done Davin, and that fire never be burned out. And it can't be burned out. But still, Mitzvah Lahavim in a Hedyot, the more that we're able to bring it ourselves, the more we build it, and the more that we grow in Avodas Hashem, the more this fire becomes very, very present. It becomes very, very present of generating this certain kind of Ahava, which is going to be there. Tetz Fasem, but sometimes it goes, Kol HaLayla Ad HaBoker. The more that you fight through certain Melchamos and you build a passion, so the more when the boker comes, and suddenly there's a goodness, there's a clarity which is able to be present. Certainly a huge piece, I think, a very, very important areas of Torah here. Have a wonderful rest of your day.